Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray once more as we come to God's Word. Now, Heavenly Father, we cast our eyes upon mysteries as we move through this wonderful chapter of Isaiah, this glorious prophecy, so many decades before the events which it predicted, the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, he who said, if I am lifted up, will draw all men to myself. And so as we reach the end of this chapter, we pray once more that you will enable us to see wonderful things from your word. In his name we come, in his name we pray. Amen. So we're reading Isaiah 53, and today we're up to verse 10. Yet. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. As you're going through your life, I wonder whether you have cause to wonder what God is doing. What is this will of the Lord for you that seems to take so many twists and turns in the pathway to lead you through so much that is difficult and hard, a burden to endure, tortures of mind and soul, sadness and sorrow, tears and weeping that last through the night? What is God doing? We say so often, in this darkness or semi-darkness that seems to surround us and obscure our vision of what is his real plan. And so we take a look today at an overview of what God is doing at this momentous moment in history, the night and the day of the cross of Christ. And we see this comment at the beginning and end of the verse, all about the will of the Lord. We have been through the path of suffering. We have tracked the steps that God would cause to happen so that his son would lose his life and shed his blood. We've seen something of the immense agonies that he must endure in both body and mind, and also in spirit, as he suffers for things that he has not done, as he takes upon himself the sins of those he will save and call to himself. And this, my brother, my sister in Christ, is the price of your salvation, and how immensely grateful we should be for it. We should stand in awe once more. Someone wrote a song which said, "May I never lose the wonder of the cross." And if this Easter, something of this has actually kind of faded a bit with the number of Easters that you have been through, join with me this Easter in seeing afresh the incredible nature and the size and the immensity, the cosmic importance of what God is doing in his son on that cruel cross of Calvary. Because our verse tells us it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. It was God's will to make his life an offering for sin. This perfect lamb, this unblemished life of a human being who had done nothing to offend his father, is being poured out for your sin and for mine. Why? Because it was the will of the Lord. But then look at the second half of our verse. Because now it's as if the prophet is enabled to lift up his eyes and see beyond that cross of shame. And this is no less than a promise of resurrection. Do you see that? In spite of the fact that he dies, he will see his offspring, those he brings into being through his actions, those who are brought to the second birth by the blood he sheds, those who are given life in his death. He will prolong his days, yes indeed, through eternity, for he will never die again. And in living forever, he will bear with him those who he brings forth from death into life. And that's you, isn't it? If you're a believer in Christ, here is the promise he brings you, that you will share in this resurrection with him. And then the last phrase repeats that small snatch of truth, the will of the Lord. The will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. Like a blooming flower which starts in bud, closely and tightly closed, and it opens out into a glorious, beautiful blossom to the glory of God. Here is what God is doing. Here is the will of the Lord in striking his own complicit son. So if you're questioning this morning the will of the Lord, see that on the darkest day of history, God wrought for you the very basis and the extent of your salvation. And if God can do that with the darkest day of history, what is he doing in these dark days of your life? What glories is he bringing about through what you are suffering right now? Because here is a pattern. God brings light out of darkness. He brings victory out of defeat. There's another verse where this other word in our verse today is used, the word crush. It was the Lord's will to crush him. And if you look right back at the beginning in Genesis 3:15, after Adam fell and God brought his judgment against the serpent, the Satan, the evil one, he says to the devil that there will be a seed. There will be one who comes and you will strike his heel, but he will crush your head. It was the will of the Lord to crush his son, but only so that the victory of that Lord could crush the devil. And he is now defeated before you as you live in his life. So walk with him in praise this day, even though your day might be dark or overshadowed with the clouds of life, and look to him for his glory and wait for his purpose, as you will see the will of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we humbly bow and we recognize that we know so little of what you are actually doing in our lives. And we ask for faith where we cannot see, to trust in the one who died for us, so that we might be free for eternity. And the path to that eternity will be set for us in the steps of victory, even whilst we are under trial and in sorrow. So help us today to lift up our eyes to that one hill from whence comes our help, the hill with the cross of Calvary. Amen.